With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Boeing reports a massive loss, more than $6 billion in its third quarter, dragged down by the work stoppage and charges tied to its commercial aircraft and defense programs. Biggest news of the day, though, likely to come later in the evening when Machinists Union reveals whether striking members will return to work. Worker Bartley Stokes says he's disappointed with leadership on both sides.
We've been here a long time, and I feel that our negotiating team needs to be stronger, and Boeing needs to keep listening to the floor.
Donald Trump says he feels for all of the North Carolina hurricane victims.
I was here in North Carolina, outside Asheville, where I witnessed the terrible devastation of Hurricane Helene. To every family who has lost a loved one or a home, or they lost so much, our hearts are with you and we are praying for you.
Also at SRNnews.com, the UN says it's been forced to postpone a planned mass polio vaccination campaign in northern Gaza.
From the start of this campaign, medical experts stressed that delays in a second dose of the polio vaccine for children in Gaza could jeopardize overall efforts to halt transmission of the highly contagious, potentially deadly disease. However, in a joint statement, UN agencies now say that current conditions in the north of the Palestinian territory, including ongoing attacks on civilian infrastructure, make it unsafe and impossible for families to bring their children for vaccination and health workers to operate. Israel's military has been carrying out a new offensive in the area, saying that it's acting against regrouping Hamas fighters.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell. And this is SRN News. Abortion is a litmus test for a lot of Americans.
A new study released by the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 41% of adults say they will only vote for a candidate who shares their views on abortion. 56% of Democrats say this, as do 36% of Republicans and 35% of independents. Meanwhile, the report indicates that 62% of Americans want to see abortion remain legal in all or most cases. That includes 86% of Democrats and 40% of Republicans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania has the biggest Jewish population of any swing state, and any shift could have enormous implications in a state decided by narrow margins the past two presidential elections. Now, Democrats indicating that many Jews who have always voted Democrat are now planning to instead cast their ballots for Donald Trump in a few weeks. This is SRN News. Tough times at Starbucks.
The Seattle coffee giant reports weaker than expected sales in its fiscal fourth quarter, which ended on September 29th. It also said it would suspend financial guidance for its 2025 fiscal year to give its new chairman and CEO time to assess the business. Starbucks said its fourth quarter revenue fell 3% as it saw weaker customer traffic in the U.S., China, and elsewhere.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Results, though, were preliminary. A senior executive for Volkswagen in China has been deported for allegedly using cocaine and marijuana while on vacation in Thailand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry confirms the employee had been deported after being detained for 10 days. Report says the probe found the 56-year-old man had used the drugs on October 5th. More details at SRNnews.com.